I was very disturbed by some news reports this fall about a man named Rommel Broom, who the state of Ohio had tried to put to death. He was a death row inmate, and they just botched the job and put him in a lot of pain. So that kind of inspired this. Finding a vein. To be put down on a scheduled Tuesday with no charm against the shakes and still professing innocence, he's ready as he'll ever be to admit the IV with its patient poisons. Exhausted by the endless weather of lost appeals, he knows the girl's mother is scrutinizing the closed circuit. A member of the execution team, a volunteer EMT, feels for a vein, stroking the crook of his elbow tenderly as a lover mapping a body. Did they tell him it would be like drifting to sleep on the white-sheeted gurney, like veins a river for crossing? But the EMT can't find a viable vessel in the right arm, and so on to the left, and as the minutes ladder up to an hour, he turns on his left side to help them, pumping his fist, pushing up the damn rubber tube tied tight to clarify a vein, and they find one, finally. Yet another needle stick, but when the drip starts, this one collapses too. Skin dark as wet wood, heart a piston, his torso pitches and heaves, feet shake, hands covered his face emitting a feral sob. A technician hands him a roll of toilet paper. Son, maybe we should take a break, says the warden, but he says no, he wants this thing done, and I think of my mother 2 years ago before her death saying she wants to die. On her last fevered night, panting, wild eyes rastering back and forth, her parched tongue like a bloated gag in her mouth, and the hospice nurse telling me not to give her ice chips because she could choke. I obeyed, wondering why the nurse didn't find a vein and dose an IV with something stronger than Tylenol. Now they are trying to put shunts in his legs. He grimaces and looks up at the ceiling at the camera that feeds on every last detail. How personal is dying, more intimate than orgasm? Proffered mercy, I should have wet her mouth and pressed for morphine. I should have held her in my arms. I should have known to look away.